Welcome back to another Creative Encounter podcast. I'm your host, Juett Payne. I'm excited for episode 26. Hey, if you guys are enjoying this, please check us out on YouTube and subscribe, Creative Encounter podcast. And if you are on Spotify, go ahead and leave us a rating. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We would love to hear from you guys. But today I have a very special guest, an amazing friend of mine. He does business together. We do worship together and just great friends for about, what are we saying, about 7-8 years at this point?
7 or 8 years, yeah.
Man, I love it. This is my guy, Adrian Navarro. Adrian, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, dude. I'm so stoked to have you here. Yeah. I'm excited to have Adrian here because I feel like he'll be able to connect with so many creatives who are really just jumping right into their craft. Like, Adrian is about to graduate from college. Mm-hmm. This guy is an illustrator, an animator. He is a musician, a worshiper. This guy's on fire for God, and he is using all of his gifts and abilities. Just started getting into photography, too. All of these things. God has just gifted this guy, and he is amazing. Such a great friend. And but more importantly, outside of all of that, I mean, you about to get married, bro. Like,
this is true.
This is true. Yeah, congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Just got engaged.
I love it. So tell me how that whole thing went, man. Like, I saw the engagement. It was beautiful pictures. Tell me how, like, were you nervous, you know, walking into it? Like, tell me the whole process leading up to it.
Dude, nervous, excited, yeah. Anxious, you name it. All the feelings. Ooh. All packed in one. Mm-hmm. You know, something that I was playing for weeks on end with our photographer, Desiree Flores.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know her.
Yep.
Amazing person, amazing photographer, amazing friend. Mm-hmm. And she
helped me behind the scenes, kind of.
Yeah, behind the scenes. She was there the entire time, just giving me ideas what I should do. I'm like, man, what should I do?
I know.
And me just freaking out because of the weather. We live in Chicago. This weather is crazy.
Crazy.
Tom Skilling, bro. Yeah. I can't trust him.
You can't trust him no more.
I'm sorry.
He used to be the guy, but, you know, I feel like he prophesies.
He prophesies a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. We just talked about this, too.
Right.
It was a very cool, you know, experience. Like, this is, I've never done this before. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't want to mess up. I want to make this as perfect as possible because, you know, it's somebody you love. I'm like, so I'm like, this is crazy. But a lot of planning went into it, a lot of, you know, thought and just overall just, you know, help and advice throughout the entire thing. Like, man, what should I do?
Yeah.
What are my plan B's, C's if the weather doesn't cooperate?
Right, that's true.
You know, there was so much to it and, you know.
So was it like great weather on that day?
Dude, phenomenal weather. It was supposed to snow that day.
Yeah.
Like all day from like 7 a.m. to like 8 p.m. night. And then, you know, God moved and he was like, sunshine.
Come on.
Whole time. That's it was very cold, though. I ended up catching a cold right after. Like,
this was worth it?
Yeah. It was worth it. So, it was a cool moment. We're just planning now. We're in that process, saving up money. We're just trying to get everything settled. We have about a year and a half to go. But, you know, it's coming at us quick.
Man, dude, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm so proud of you, man. Because you're like a level-headed young man who's like just jumping right into your ventures, knowing what you want, you know, family oriented, man, just God, letting the Holy Spirit lead you in every area, not just in the creative field, but just in just life, just in general, you know, so absolutely love it, man.
Thank you.
So I never told you this is funny. So let me tell you something. So firstly, Adrian and I, we met back in 2015 and we were leading worship together. At the time, one of our good friends, Pastor Nelson, invited me to come and lead worship at the youth ministry that we used to go to called UIC, United in Christ.
UIC?
UIC, back in the day. UIC Youth Ministry, loved it. So pretty much, I went there to lead worship, and Adrian was there, you know, playing the cajon at that time.
Yeah, I wasn't playing.
Okay.
You and Gabby came in, and you were like, hey, do you guys have a drummer around? And I jumped in because I just started playing.
Okay, yeah.
Like 2-3 years prior.
Oh, there we go.
So I got here from Florida in 2012 and I started playing in 2013. Mm-hmm. And Nelson actually was the first person that gave me that push and threw me on stage, like not knowing. I was like,
yeah.
I had terrible stage fright. I'm like, so what did
So you were playing backwards.
I was playing backwards towards the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's learn.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you guys came to the church, you guys were looking for a drummer.
I'm because it was just gonna be us singing and guitar.
Yeah, and I hopped in. I was like, this is a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I just hopped in and then that's pretty much what started our friendship.
Yeah. Yep.
We kept in contact over the years and then Here we are.
I love it. I love it. But what I was going to say was, like, what I never told you was, I remember maybe a year after or something, you had reached out. We were going to connect about music. I can't remember what. Mm-hmm. And then I had reached out to Pastor Nelson to ask him about you at first.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I reached out to him and was like, hey, I was like, you know, Adrian reached out. You know, we weren't, like, super tight yet. I was like, just want to see, like, you know, is he level-headed, like, you know, fighting for God, all this stuff. Because, you know, some people could reach out and it could be, like, a waste of time and stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was like, dude, such an amazing, this guy's character, such a great guy. So, yeah, I could just rant on and on about you, dude.
Appreciate that,
man. Yeah, man. So, cool, dude. So, I want you to, we're going to talk about the stuff that we do together. But I want you to kind of tell me how you even got into the creative arts. Now, you say you were in Florida. You're Puerto Rican. Were you born in Puerto Rico or Florida?
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, so my story goes, you know, like anybody else's, mm-hmm. you were born somewhere and moved somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So my story is I was born here in Chicago,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Down in Ravenswood. Okay. I was born in that hospital down there. And I was out here until I was two and a half, mm-hmm. and then I moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Kissimmee for about 10 years. My okay. dad used to work for United Airlines.
Oh, okay.
Got a full-time job
yeah.
down here, back down here. So we ended mm-hmm. up having to move back down here.
Okay.
I was about 12. And then that's...
So for 10 years, you were in Florida?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was in Florida and Kissimmee for about 10 years. Yeah. And then we moved back down here. And then I live right there on by Hanson Park School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I live right there, right by the church,
yeah.
by RLCI.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was raised in the church,
yep, yep.
you know, as a wee little baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we were always looking for a church or something to do, mm-hmm. like, to put me in, like, not be on the streets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we stumbled upon RLCI,
mm-hmm.
and I was just stuck. Yeah. I was like, this is a cool
yeah, yeah.
place. I love yeah. it here. We had the youth was popping,
mm-hmm.
had the basketball court, and mm-hmm. then I was like, I don't know. I was raised in a very musical household.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
We got salsa music playing every yeah. single like morning yeah. on blast at like 6 a.m. We're like, yeah. dude, go to bed.
Right, you dancing out of bed. Like,
dude, for real. Like it was like it was every single day.
Yeah.
But you know, it's definitely a blessing, because not every household has that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm lucky enough to say that it was kind of like wired into my blood.
Yeah.
And you know, I like, picked up, you know, I was always a hyper kid,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, my family has a nickname for me. It's called Batería.
Okay.
Yeah. there we go. So it's literally, if you know what it means.
You play
it means,
drums.
It means Batería is drums in Spanish,
yeah.
and then it also means, like, battery.
Exactly.
So I'm like,
Energizer Bunny.
That's it. Energizer, yeah, yeah. I was the, exactly. Yeah. I was a Puerto Rican Energizer Bunny.
That's hilarious.
Hopping off the walls, just going, you know, yeah. going to town. But
so you can relate to my boy. That's why you be so chill with my boys.
Yeah.
You kicking it with them because you understand.
Yeah.
Because my boys be wild, y'all. They be hopping. Like, even right now while we're recording this, I'm like, Lord, keep them quiet, you know, while we do this thing. You know?
Yeah, for real. If you hear somebody tap dancing upstairs,
yeah,
it's not me.
Yeah, right,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah, dude, yeah, but cool. Yeah, my story was like, I moved down here when yeah. I was lived out here
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, started going at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got involved at the church, started doing worship
yeah.
When I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up drums at 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Took about half a year to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking classes with somebody at the church,
mm-hmm.
and it started getting a little bit too expensive for mm-hmm. for our blood.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started self-teaching myself,
oh, very nice.
Watching YouTube videos, just
yeah, yep.
you know, auditory, and just going mm-hmm. on my drum set.
Now, what got you into playing drums? Was it just like there was a need, and
yeah.
you jumped in on it, or like did somebody else play and you were inspired? You know.
Yeah, so for me, there was always an inspiration in, you know, in the musical arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's based off need and mm-hmm. also based off what God was doing in my life.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the church, get involved some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like me being me,
mm-hmm.
I'm an energetic person mm-hmm. and I love music. You know, any types of music, I always listen to it and I would always, like, make a beat. And I was mm-hmm. always... You know, at the dinner table with my forks, my fingers, whatever, yeah. just like going on beat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I ended up playing in Florida. I tried to take yeah. classes for piano, guitar, yeah. Flute at one point.
Yeah.
I'm like, this doesn't fit me. This is
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, after all those trial and errors, I mm-hmm. actually found what I loved.
Yep.
So it's not like I was just so happened to land there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried learning an instrument mm-hmm. as a kid, but I was, you know, like I said, I'm a hyperactive kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I need something to like, you know, hold my energy to yep. and like release that. I'm
That's
like,
it.
That's drums. Yeah. Drums, you can go wild, buck wild. You're just doing a bunch of stuff, you know, because it takes a lot. Yeah. You're sweating, like, like you like just hopped out the shower type sweat. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, you was getting it.
Yeah,
you,
I was getting it. Yeah.
So, man, dude, like, that reminds me of Landon so much. Like, when he comes down here in the studio, he's playing a drum set. The drum set is literally right here behind the camera, guys. And he'd just be down here. That's just his energy, because this boy just has so much energy, but he's so rhythmic too. It's like, man, so you know, that goes in line with what we've been talking about this week. We want to start working on this music for them.
Yeah.
And you know, and Adrian, he's a big part of our team because we have our boys Landon and Aiden, and they have their own YouTube channel. So if you literally go on YouTube, Landon and Aiden on YouTube, you can check them out. It should be the first thing that pops up right there. But they have a lot of episodes, and Adrian was our first illustrator for the drawings. I hit him up when he was just kind of between freshman, maybe sophomore year.
Yeah. Freshman year.
Yeah, freshman year. So now, and now he's a senior about to finish. So we've been together working this thing for a minute and about to just go harder with it. I'm excited. But he just jumped in to do the drawings. He drew Landon. You'll see it right on the intro. And he's just so great at that. So now we've been talking about adding music as a part of their show as well. And Adrian doing animation and everything. We're going to incorporate that as well. So I want to jump into that realm too. So yeah, we have the music piece, the worship piece. Now tell me about what got you into illustration and just drawing and just all of that. You know, where'd that start?
Illustration and animation happened on accident.
Okay.
Yeah. So I, you know, all throughout my years of growing up, I would always help my dad whenever I could. He used to be a mechanic before he worked at United Airlines.
And he doing mechanic work at United?
No, so he was actually doing ramp service. Okay. So parking the planes, throwing the luggage on the planes and stuff. And he did that for about 18 years.
Oh, wow.
He retired not so long ago, so he's doing that. But, yeah, growing up, he used to work on, like, our cars and stuff. And I would just, like, watch there. Like, oh, when I wasn't getting yelled at. Like, bro, shine the light. You know, I don't know if that ever happened. He's like, can you shine the light here? Move it here. So it was like when I wasn't getting yelled at, I was actually taking stuff and I was learning how to do things on the car. And years passed by, I actually wanted to become a mechanical engineer. You know, from,
so you, say... you were considering doing that even for schooling?
Yeah.
Wow, no way.
Yeah, so from sixth grade to my junior year of high school, I was like, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do mechanical engineering. I took an autos class. I took a engineering class all in high school. So I went to East Lydon High School right here in Franklin Park.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had those classes. I took it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is super cool.
Yeah.
But then a light bulb hit. I was like, can I really do this? I suck at math. So I was like, that's a big thing when it comes to engineering. You got to make sure you know how to do the math. And, you know, for me personally, I want to wake up and make sure that I love what I do.
Yeah,
I want to wake up and go to work happy, energetic, and want to enjoy what I do.
Love it.
And it really took me a while. I prayed on it, and I was like, huh, what can I do that I'm going to enjoy and not be miserable for the rest of my days?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And then, you know, it took me a while to figure that out. But as a kid, I would always wake up at 6 in the morning on Saturday mornings to watch my cartoons. I'm like, this is so cool. Watch Hong Kong Phooey, Yogi Bear. I was a Nick kid. I was a Boomerang. All that stuff. So all those old school cartoons.
Tom and Jerry. Flintstones.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry, Flintstones, the Jetsons. All that. So that's basically, it took me back. And then from there, I was always great at, let me not say great because there's better people that draw. But from my age, I was great. You know, I was drawing, like, I was looking at, like, if I'm looking at this ukulele that you have on the wall right now, like, visually, I'll sketch it out, and it'll be, like, identical. So that's how I was when it came to, you know, drawing things for other people, drawing things for projects in my elementary school, and I was like, this is so cool, and I actually loved it, and I was like, this is awesome. Even when it comes to, like, shading the colors and stuff and getting those gradients and just being able to have something that pops, something that's, like, visually appealing. And people are going to be like, wow, who made that? You made that? How old are you? That's crazy. So, like, that's something that I took into consideration.
And then you were doing it over the years, and it was just, like, a hobby, just something you just enjoyed doing. Then as you sat back and reflected on it, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually a gift and a skill of mine. That's crazy, dude. I love it.
Yeah, so for me, it actually took me, let me see, like I started drawing when I was nine, and then it was like sporadic gaps. because, you know, you get too busy, you start playing sports, you do stuff like, I'm too tired, I'm going to bed. Yeah. So that you can't really do much. But I had a sister. So my sister, she draws for, as a hobby. And she's like, was always like, and there for inspiration. Like, you got to get on this, do this. And that even now, she still sends me like care packages of like new art tools and stuff to do. Like, I just got a box like 2 days ago with like a bunch of paints and stuff. I'm like, this is awesome. So her having her by my side and stuff, like, it was an inspiration to keep me going. And I kind of took that to heart. I was like, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that. I love animation, love Disney, love all that stuff and cartoons. I'm like, maybe I can do that. So I took the chance and I switched my, you know, my ideal major. And I was like, I'm going to get into 2D animation.
It's so dope. And now, when did you, were you already in college when you made the shift? Or was it going from high school into college that you
High school into college. Yeah. So my, it really hit junior year. So this is the last, like, maybe 2 weeks of my junior year.
And that's when you're applying. You're starting to apply,
Yeah. So once, that's when I started applying, like, you know, doing all the essays and stuff for colleges. And I'm like, where can I go that I'm going to do something with my, like, I want to do it. I went, like, I tried doing Concordia and all these other schools. I'm like, what's the one school that I can really, like, be happy in and, like, not be, like, neglected my creative, like, choices? And I ended up landing on Columbia College, Chicago, right here on Michigan Avenue. Bro, I've been there the last 4 years. Perfect school for what you want to do, anything art-wise. And, yeah, it's been an amazing blessing. The amount of networking and, like, connections I've done with people at Marvel, Disney, Pixar, even PBS Kids. I know we were talking about this for the Landed TV show. I actually met somebody that works there. I'm like, I'll take this into consideration. Let me talk to talk to Jouette. So, so this, you know, inspiration-wise, I wanted to be a mechanical engineer, and it all switched up from there, and I'm just so happy to, you know, I've gotten this far.
That's so cool, dude. That's awesome. I was going to do... I remember I was going to switch things up because I, you know, when you first apply, you're just trying to see what school am I going to get into, you know? So I knew I wanted to do architecture, but I did a lot of acting in high school, actually. So it was a lot of performances. I've just always loved performing and being on stage, whether it was acting or music. So I'm sitting there and doing a lot of skits in high school. So I applied to these schools, not seeing what majors they offered. I just assumed. So I got accepted into DePaul. And saw they didn't have an architecture major. And I was like, oh, man, I want to do architecture. So I was like, what do they have? And this was, I was waiting for UIC to reply back. So I'm just like, man, what do they have? I was like, oh, they do have theater. Maybe I'll do that. You know, switch things up, whatever. But I, like, I knew what I wanted to do. So then UIC got back to me, accepted. I was like, sweet. I was like, there we go. Hit the architecture school. But it's funny because, like, I love that. I'm not practicing that. But it was still such a blessing because... all the stuff I love as far as being structured, detailed, all those different things that helped as an entrepreneur and being in business. And I'm just having that grit as an artist because we would get critiqued and just judged every single time there was a pinup. In any type of art, you know, there's just all, you know, getting judged and critiqued all the time. But it really helped build that tough skin. To where it's like, yo, this is just literally just part of it. This is just literally part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, dude, I absolutely love it. You know, just kind of just going... knowing what you want to go for, and it was brand new, but you knew you had a skill, so you're like, I'm going to go for this.
You know? And it was, so, these 4 years. I actually graduated in May, and I'm like, this is the biggest achievement I've ever had. I'm like,
one more month, man.
This is one more month. I'm like, trying to, you know, get everything done. And I'm working on some new projects that are, like, for my classes that I'm doing, and it's also for work. And this is, like, a big thing, like, finishing, kind of like... when every senior year you have like a college thesis paper or something, for animators, you kind of have to make a movie. So you have to make your own movie with like a whole team of people. Man, we're almost done.
You got to finish it by May, right?
Okay, we have to finish it by May. So there's a
group project.
There's about 23 of us. You have the lighters, compositors, riggers, animators, 2D.
And I love that they did that because I'm one of those weirdos. You're probably the same as me. When you watch TV shows and movies and stuff, you pay attention to the credits. Dude, I literally sit there, like, even when the show is coming on, I'll be like, watching the show, it shows special guest on this episode is whoever. And Gabby be like, oh, how do you know they're going to be here? I was like, oh, I saw their name. She's like, you be knowing their real names and stuff. And like, I just, she pays attention to like their acting names. So I'm like, I just love seeing the credits because I realize it builds a whole team to make a production. So when I see it, I'll even show the boys. I'm like, look at this. Just for the lighting guys, you see like 20, 30 names just right there. And then for this person, like the art director, and then you got the artist. It's like there's so many different, you know. It's just I just love that. Dude, like I sit there and I'm like loving paying attention. I like it's just so weird. Some people like just get up and leave. I'm like, no, I love looking at this.
Yeah, no, I stay, especially for like I'm a Marvel nerd.
Marvel guy, yeah, there we go.
You gotta stay for the end. And for me as an animator, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a sense of respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, this is awesome. Who worked on this? And I like to stay when it comes to any animated movie mm-hmm. or any movie in general.
Dude, I love this because I hate it. What was it called? Pandora? Is that the one that plays music?
Pandora, yeah.
Before Spotify was like the big thing.
And it has like the little like ads and stuff. Yeah. And that little like voice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's like, this is Pandora. Yeah, like that.
But like it would always be random. It would shuffle the music. I hate that because for me it's like the whole thing of respect. As an artist, I listen to albums straight through mm-hmm. because they put this story together in order on purpose. This is the second track for a reason. This is the fifth track for a reason. So for me, it's the same thing. Like, I have to listen to it in that flow. Then after that, I may jump to, like, my favorite tracks, whatever. So I love to hear, like, the story, how they compiled it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good thing to, like, just learn as you're putting your stuff together. You know, oh, they put an upbeat, a slower one here, you know, shifting it around and kind of paying attention to that. So,
yeah, super dope.
Yeah, so dope.
Yeah, so talking about credits a little bit, with this film that I'm working on mm-hmm. for my senior project, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm actually working on the credits, like the end credit scene.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So when you're talking about like all the credits and like respect and stuff, I'm like, man, this is crazy. Because at first when I started like doing it, mm-hmm. I was like, I can't do this. This mm-hmm. is crazy. You know, you don't have to like research and like kind of just like getting your feet wet a little mm-hmm. bit and taking that dive.
Yeah.
You never know unless you try.
Exactly.
So I'm like, man, I can do this.
Yeah.
So I've been like, I've never used Adobe After Effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, you know, because I'm mainly Toon Boom, Maya, or just like.
Oh, yeah, Maya. No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, Toon Boom, Maya, or
just like Blender. We use Zen Architecture.
Yeah?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's a great software. Oh, yeah.
That's so crazy.
So it's actually something that I was going to, I'm actually going to use for like our little project that we got going on with, you know, the next
We can't tell y'all too much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when y'all hear us start talking like low key, we ain't trying to tell y'all nothing. So anyway,
exactly. So when it comes to like the respect, like I was saying about like the credits,
mm-hmm.
Like watching it to the end, like before I started getting on, like hopping on this project, which mm-hmm. this is a year long thing. So we started last semester mm-hmm. back in August.
Yeah.
So since August all the way to now, we've been working on this film.
They told you guys from the beginning. Now, how long is it going to be? Is it a short film, like 5 to 10 minutes?
Yeah. So it's a short film. So it's about 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah. And we're actually showcasing it at, this event that like college wide event that we have, it's called Manifest.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm sure you know what Manifest is. If you heard of it or not?
Probably something.
Because I know you used to do Chi Alpha.
Yeah.
So this is Manifest is like this big old festival.
Yeah.
Like strictly just showcasing all your work throughout the year.
So cool.
And for us,
now we're invited. Are people invited? Like, has this, or is it just school?
Yeah.
Or?
So I think it's like just like parents and, like other people that are invited, so it's like a community thing. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to come see it, I think we're down in Grant Park, and it's like a big old like screen, and they just like screen the entire like on like kind of like a loop.
That's cool.
So it's like film after film.
Yeah. Wow. That's
so we're actually getting that prepared for that in May.
Okay, it'll be in May too. So graduation in May, project is due in May, and then actually do the film event.
Yeah.
May as well.
Yeah, so right now I'm finishing the 2D, like the credits and stuff. So I'm in charge of the 2D, like, aspect.
Yeah.
excuse me. Just getting everything, like, make it seem like it's, like, there's energy in it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's great.
Cool.
So our concept is basically, like, kind of like, you know, like mystical fantasy stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, like, I'm not going to tell you too much because I'll bring a clip and I'll show you guys the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of like we're doing 2D mixed with 3D aspects.
Yeah.
So, it's completely 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the movies, the film is 3D. Like, you're going to have like everything fleshed out, the model, the characters, everything. Like, the anticipation is crazy. Like, seeing clips of it,
because
I have a reel. I should have brought it for today, but I'll send it to you later on today.
We probably drop the link
in the description. Yeah, we'll drop the link in the description. Yeah. You guys could take a look. Mm-hmm. It definitely shows like the processes, because we showed this back in December to like our higher-ups, I would say.
Yep.
Just to get like the green light. Cool, you guys can show that like type stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows you like the fleshed out versions of everything and like sketch art, everything, and kind of like a real. Everything. So,
that's so cool.
Again, I'm working on the 2D credits, and it's been like a crazy journey trying to get to like that point that we're supposed to be at. Yeah. And it's been like, I'm like, yeah. wow, I could do this on this. Yeah. And I didn't know that.
And, so. And it's taking you leaps and bounds within a matter of months. Mm-hmm. So, like, you just started this back in, I guess, August, September.
Yeah.
Now it's May. So within those 9 months, you sitting here just learned all these skills that you may not have even had even junior year.
Exactly.
You know, just like all of that. And it's preparing you to just, like, launch right out.
Yeah. You know, there's a... There's a lot, bro.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a great film. Mm-hmm. It's no words. It's like strictly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like a not a silent film. Yeah. It's just straight music. Yeah, the straight music and like sounds. Where's
the
and
music?
Stuff.
Is someone originate the music?
Somebody originates the music. We no have way. Composers.
Come on.
And
on this 23 person team.
Mm-hmm. So okay. they're actually from out of town.
Yeah.
And they're out the state. Mm-hmm. So we actually send them the film, mm-hmm. the finished products, and then they actually originate mm-hmm. and orchestrate the music.
But beforehand, you're letting them know. This is like a somber section. Mm-hmm. This is a more energetic section, and whatever they kind of put together.
Yep,
that's very cool.
Yeah, so that whatever they put in that, whatever they make, mm-hmm. I already have like the finished clip, like mm-hmm. the finished audio mm-hmm. for the end credits.
Yeah,
and it's like there's some like popping stuff on there. Like the energy is crazy. Yeah. So it's like just trying to like figure everything out how it's gonna look, and just like I have maybe 5 more weeks to mm-hmm. finish it up, yeah. and then that's it. Yeah, submitting
man.
That up, and yeah. then that's going on the portfolio.
Man, dude, so it's on, yeah. man. So proud of you, dude.
Thanks, that's crazy. Yeah.
I know so you've been cool. busy. You've been working hard. You know, we've been trying to connect for some months, and it's just like, yeah. you're like, oh, I got to finish this up. Got to finish this up soon. So this is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there was a couple of opportunities for some open doors. I know there was something potentially in Cali mm-hmm. last year or the year before.
Yeah.
That you're connecting with some of these individuals, like you mentioned, Disney and mm-hmm. all this stuff. So tell us a little bit about that, how those connections, you know.
Yeah. yeah. So when you're in college, it's, you know, you're learning this new skill and you're getting to know, like what can I do? Mm-hmm. Like, who am I supposed to be? And you're kind of just building yourself up when mm-hmm. it comes to skills. Yeah. But that skills is a whole different thing. Like, mm-hmm. you may have the skills, but that doesn't really mean anything unless you have networks, mm-hmm. like unless you have those connections.
Yeah.
Because you can be the best artist, best illustrator, best animator, whatever you are mm-hmm. within the art industry.
Yeah.
So that can be music, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have those connections or make those connections, yeah. you're going to stay in the same spot. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, honing those opportunities, it was through my, you know, my current professors. I have a professor who's a comic book artist for both DC and Marvel.
Oh, that's dope.
So right now he's working on like Spider-Man comics and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I've given him my portfolio and like I've actually had classes with him mm-hmm. where he's given me tips and advice
yeah.
on how to draw, how to like do line work, strokes, yeah. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've given him my portfolio and yeah. he's actually, you know, connected me with, I'm going to name drop. Mm-hmm. Some like directors and producers yeah. for Marvel like studios like mm-hmm. movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing with Disney and Pixar. Mm-hmm. So I've sat in on a few like movie like screenings
yeah.
before they released.
Before they dropped.
Yeah. That's so dope. I actually sat in for what's it called? Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in for Raya and the Last Dragon.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my jam. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Right. Yeah. It's a great movie, so man.
Yep.
And then for Marvel, I sat in for Eternals.
Eternals is very nice.
Yeah. So
very
I met, nice. I had a one-on-one conversation with Victoria Alonso.
Oh, nice.
Amazing, yeah. amazing director. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. She's, I believe she's from Venezuela.
Okay.
But I may stand corrected.
Yeah.
yeah, great woman. Wow. She's been doing amazing work. She mm-hmm. just finished up on Ant-Man Quantumania.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she worked on that.
That's about to drop.
It dropped like a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago, okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I heard it was pretty good. I still mm-hmm. I yet to watch it. Okay. But she did Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
Wakanda wow. Forever. She's all over. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I actually like spoke to her and she gave me some advice and stuff. Mm-hmm. I applied to Marvel, didn't get in, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but, you know, having the confidence to mm-hmm. apply yep. and put yourself out there, that's mm-hmm. what's going to get you to the next, you know, yeah. position.
Because it's a mix of the confidence and just knowing the process.
Yeah.
A lot of people here, we want to be able to support them in helping them to know the process and the steps, we know, making those connections. When you're in school, because I want Adrian here because a lot of you guys are in college, those who are watching and listening to this podcast, right? While you're there, don't just shy away, especially if you're in the arts. You have to be making connections.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be making those conversations, letting people listening, that's key, learning, and then letting people know what you have to offer as well. And see if there's any opportunities, anything coming up this spring, summer, fall, you know, whatever, and try to get those open doors as much as possible, you know?
Yeah.
So you got the confidence, but now you actually kind of dabbled in getting those steps to reach out, mm-hmm. getting the portfolio ready, whatever yeah. you need to write up to get out there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and those experiences mm-hmm. that I, you know, because I, you know, within the church and stuff, mm-hmm. they put me on a hot seat because mm-hmm. I used to be a very shy person. I wouldn't I wasn't as comfortable to be yeah. up there on stage. Just like I would shake, I would sweat. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, what do mm-hmm. I say? Yeah. So it was like, you know, that definitely helped me mm-hmm. and put me in the position where I am now
yeah.
to, you know, have the confidence to speak and just be, you know, comfortable in saying and expressing myself and just basically selling yourself, pitching yourself. Yeah. And it's definitely, I have a class right now. It's like, it's called Animation Portfolio Development.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Julian Grant. That's mm-hmm. a professor. He worked on RoboCop.
Oh, no way.
And he's done so much stuff in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amazing professor. He like he tells you what companies are looking for,
mm-hmm.
How to do it, how to write the resume, how to write mm-hmm. the cover letter, and how to pitch yourself.
Yeah.
And me having that expertise and like already having those skills, like because I've been, you know, applying for jobs,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, going into interviews and like having this experience within the church,
mm-hmm.
It definitely played in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just going throughout the semester, like I was probably like one out of five people that had my finished portfolio,
mm-hmm.
had my finished website, my finished resume, my finished cover letter, and just having those skills of confidence and just overall, you know, speaking skills.
Yeah.
So like those, having those interpersonal skills as well definitely helps when you're going into interviews because they want to meet where you are.
Yeah.
You know, they want to meet you right there in the, at a personal level. Like,
love it.
Cool. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing this? I literally just, I just got out of an interview, the last interview that I was in where I got the job.
Yeah.
He literally just talked about Avatar, The Way of Water. He was like, man, so what'd you think about this? And we had a conversation just talking about Avatar, The Way of Water. I was like, oh, I thought we were here to talk about the company. No, but it's cool because you can, you know, break that ice and just, you know, just get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, you get comfortable,
mm-hmm.
be professional,
mm-hmm.
sell yourself well, you'll seal the deal.
Yeah, I love it. That's exactly it. And you just mentioned that you already have a job.
Mm-hmm.
After graduating, dude, congrats.
Thank you very much.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you don't have to go, you know, too much into detail where you're working or whatever, how you want to do it. But how did that come about? Like, looking, because I know you hit me up because you were considering two different places.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some factors that you were looking for this new job?
Yeah. So I just got a job offer, really, and I accepted it.
Yeah.
It's at a marketing firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an animator. So what they do with this marketing firm is that they work closely with companies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to sell the product in some way, shape, or form.
Yep.
And they need graphic designers, illustrators, and animators to make those commercials that you all love.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, you know, as example, Tricks Are for Kids.
Yeah.
Somebody has to make that rabbit.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms. Yeah. Somebody has to make that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of playing in the same field, in the same realm.
Yeah.
So they offered me a full-time job there before I graduated.
Yeah.
So before I even graduated, it's all about, you know, having having those connections and just being able to, you know, sell yourself in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just being, you know, being you.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, like, you know, a factor within my decision between those two spots that I had was basically just, like, not only the, you know, how much they were paying me because I'm getting married and I have all this stuff happening in my life at once where I would love to be financially stable right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But also just having a space where I would love to be, be working. At this spot, one of the places was they wanted me behind a desk in a cubicle.
Yeah.
No windows, just four walls, just closed up in a cage basically.
Yeah.
And basically just like, cool.
Yeah.
Get my stuff by the deadline
and
you're going home. I was like, I'm not really feeling that. And then this other place, like, their energy is immaculate.
Yeah. And, it's just like if you're doing creativity, you would love to be in a creative environment.
Exactly.
You know, so you want to be able to feel that because it helps to pull it out even more.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, I would love to see that ray of sunshine beam through the window. Like, that's going to give me the energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want to be happy and, like, be energetic and just love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that was a no-brainer. I was like, cool. You give me benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me that pay.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Pay time off, all that stuff. Yeah. And you have windows.
Yeah. And you have
say
windows.
Less.
Actually, you can take that first half off. Give me the
Give
windows.
Give me the window. That's it. Give me the window and a desk. And I'm fine.
You good.
Yeah, so that was definitely a big factor. Yeah. And it's in River North. It's right here in Chicago.
Yeah,
so I don't have to relocate, which is great. Because most animators and, like, you know, people who are getting into this, you know, in this field or any field, sometimes have to relocate right after that. Literally
have to relocate, yep,
and it's kind of hard because you might have to leave family or you got to move on your own.
And you're going for a big amount of time. You know, you're transitioning into this whole new season where you don't have that stability.
Yeah.
So God just opened that door, man.
Yeah.
So
it really did.
Yeah. Praise God. I love it. So, okay. So let's tell our fans, what's something that you're venturing into? So 2023, we got graduation. We got marriage next year. So you're in this whole engagement season.
Mm-hmm.
About to start this new job. We're about to work on some dope things together. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But what's something that Adrian specifically is wanting to, I guess, complete or dive into this year?
Yeah, something that I'm definitely looking to, you know, complete or dive into this year is, you know, working on that portfolio, working on my personal IPs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have some ideas that I would love to, you know, run by you before we, you know, before we call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some ideas that I want to, you know, put into play with my, you know, now that I have the skills to do so, you know, create, make some IPs, put it into, you know, maybe some independent film festivals, get into that, you know. It doesn't hurt, you know, just building up those stuff and just getting more creative, like creative flow, especially within my graduation time.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm not going to be in school. I'm not going to be in classes where I have to mandatorily, like,
turn
in this project.
Now you're on your own.
Now I'm on my own. Yourself. I have to keep myself, like, fresh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep myself fresh and just up to date with these softwares and just doing that, not only for myself, but for the company that I'm working for.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, bring 110% every time that I go into work.
Mm-hmm.
And just being, like, you know, energetic, having those creative flows, creative moments, and just being heard in a sense. Because some companies, they, you know, I'm not going to throw out any companies that do this, but there's some companies that don't really have the flexibility for your creative opinions.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're good. They shoot you down real quick, and you don't really have the space or capacity, and they kind of, like, tear you down for that.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for myself. Mm-hmm. So my, you know, a passion of mine and a goal for mine, not right now, maybe not 2023, but 2024, 25, whatever it is, wherever God sends me, I would love to start a nonprofit organization for myself to help the community.
That'd be great.
Because, you know, there's people out there that want to hop into the arts, hop into illustration, animation, graphic design, but don't have the, you know, skill set, tools, or enough money to go to school for it. And, you know, this is a passion of mine that I've prayed about over, like, since I was 16. Yeah. So 2016 to now, you know, been praying that God will keep moving and just keep, you know, manifesting things to happen. And, yeah, this is just a passion of mine that I would love to get started sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
And, you know, just help the community because I know the passion out there for, you know, it's an escape. Art is an escape. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, kids at home don't have emotional outlet.
Yeah.
And sometimes it helps with music. Mm-hmm. It helps when you have television, film, cartoons, animation, drawing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Those are all emotional outlets that we create for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, like, you know, for me personally, that's how it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So that's something that I, you know, definitely helped me choose my career.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something that I'm, you know, looking forward to, praying about, and that's something I just really want to make happen.
Yeah,
so,
I love it. Yeah, when we get to that phase of the nonprofit, I can definitely assist with that, too. Before we were starting our courses, starting our studios was a nonprofit, and we were operating that and everything. So, I work with so many over the years, we could definitely get that popping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, look, guys, connections.
Yeah, come on. That's how you do it. You got to just talk about what you're doing, share what you offer. Doors open up, man.
Exactly. It's all about confidence. Feel, you know, if you have the passion, speak about your idea, make it come true. That's all you got to do.
Man, and you segue perfectly into our final piece here. We always wrap up every episode by giving some type of word to the creative, some type of, you know, motivation, encouraging word, anything that you want to kind of leave them with.
Yeah, absolutely. With me graduating and everything, it was pretty hard me going in because I felt like people were better than me.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, sometimes we have that mentality where we're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you believe you're good enough, you will be good enough.
Yep.
You know, don't worry about what other people have to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is your art, not anybody else's art.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, music, film, animation, whatever you guys are getting into, as long as you have the passion and fire for it, and you believe that this is like your best work, throw it out there. Have the confidence, pray on it, and just do it. Because if you never take that leap, you're never gonna, you know, improve. Yeah. It's not gonna be comfortable, but uncomfortability equals growth.
Come on. So. That's what I'm talking about. Love it, man. Praise God. Love it so much. Adrian, please tell our folks how they can reach you. And we will have this in description below. But
absolutely. What's
the page that they can follow you?
Yeah, so you guys can follow me on Instagram. It's going to be getsketchy_anavarro. So N-A-V-A-R-R-O. I'm also going to throw that website link up there, my portfolio. You guys can go ahead and check that out. See what I got going on for myself. I'm also going to be updating it with some more of the film that I'm working on right now. And then you guys can also shoot me an email at abm205@gmail.com. And if you guys even want to shoot me a text or call me with any questions, 847-749-5547.
Love it, man. Hey, thank you, Adrian, so much for coming out.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, again, God bless you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And guys, this is Creative Encounter Podcast. If you guys want to contact us and if you want to be a partner with this ministry, please hit the link in the description below to partner with us. We are a nonprofit through ACT International. We are tax deductible, and anyone who wants to be a monthly partner helps this podcast go. Adrian knows, he's been at the events. We have monthly events for Creative Encounters, which will be starting up again this summer. So we love for you guys to support that so we keep all these things going and keep building this creative community for the kingdom of God. We love you guys so much. Have a great day.